Howdy, freaks. What it do? I was thinking about you. It is the last day of March. I'm at home and in my bed, super fucking tired. I was out most of the afternoon. I'm about to smoke. I love smoking weed. I smoke every day. All day. I managed to still be productive. And yeah, that's that. So I love weed. I think it loves me back too. Like it feels like it does. I went and saw the musician last night. I forget where we are in this part of the series with the musician. I have a lot of old stuff that I need to post for y'all. So you get it. But I like this whole non-linear thing. I'm wearing a striped tank top. Like a little crop top tank top. No bra. Like never wear a bra. I'm wearing workout pants. But I was wearing these really like velvet blue, no, suede blue, no, they're suede pants in a like dark royal blue color from Fabletics. I love Fabletics stuff. And I like the workout clothes. I like the their like leisure clothes. Like their stuff is cute. And I am currently not wearing any nail polish or toenail polish, which is like so random. But every now and then I like to like let things breathe, and I haven't decided the color and I gotta go get them done and blah 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 blah. So I went and I saw the musician last night, and this was after me telling him, like, I'm done for, like, the fifth, sixth time. And I only say that I'm done out of, like, self-conservation. Right? Not self-preservation. Whatever. I just, you know, I don't want to fall deep into this and get hurt. I've already been really sad and dealing with so much. And I want to have a good time. I want to feel good. I want to enjoy my life. I want to enjoy my summer. Last year with Mr. Tiffany's, everything was a problem. And I didn't get to have fun. I got to have a boyfriend. I didn't get to have fun. Like, that's not fun. And all these fucking ums, my apologies. I'm late. I'm tired. But I really wanted to, like, get something out there. What I remembered was there was this time. And I probably posted about it, but like you'd have to really dig around to find this episode. I was on Tinder talking to guys, and this one guy reminded me of another guy. And so I was like, hey, what's up? How you doing? I'm like very into, I don't think that's a kink. I think it's a weirdness. I'm very into like fucking guys that remind me of exes that I like or that I miss, or remind me of other guys that I want but can't have. Like, I'm really into that. I've done it a lot. That's how the goat boy came about, because I couldn't have the dilf. And I mean, the goat boy's hot as fuck, and the dilf is really fucking, like, I think the dilf is pretty hot too. I'm thinking. I like fucking these guys. They look like other guys. Anyway. So this one guy, I don't remember the whole story. Like, I really don't. I remember we were talking about meeting. He was going to go with me to the after hours. And we met at this gas station. Because I remember I was talking to a guy recently. And he was going to give me head. And he was like, well, let's meet here. Let's meet this and that. And he said, well, let's meet at the gas station. I'm like, baby, what does it sound like? You telling a lady to meet you at the gas station. And so he, that was that guy. The one reason I'm talking about eating pussy. So I met this guy at the gas station. We talked. He followed me to the after hours. We talked. We ended up getting in my car. We had already been messaging for like a day or two. Oh, it was like in February, like January, February. I have pictures, I remember. And it was after like a baby shower that I had gone to for a friend of mine. And I had gone to the Ralphs to change outfit. I was on my period. And so we are in the car, my car. I used to have a Chevy Blazer. Love that car. That was like my coming of age car. And I fucked the musician in that car quite a few times. And it was his first time having car sex. I'm like, anything this motherfucker wants, I pretty much give him. Like, it just, I cannot help myself. It is terrible. It is like, I'm like, where are my boundaries? Where do I stand on my ground? But I like how I feel when I'm with him. And those things are important to me. If I like how I feel when I'm with you, I'm going to fucking hang out with you. Whether you're my friend, you're my lover, you're my family, you know, you're my coworker. Like, if I like you and I like how I feel around you, like, I'm going to be there. You know what I mean? Anyway, so I am talking to this guy and we were like making out and my top came off. He's like sucking my titties and I'm like, no, I'm on my period. And he's like, I've sailed the Red Seas before. And I was like, what does that mean? He's like, I've had sex on period. And I was like, oh, well then, okay, let's go. And so this motherfucker fucked me in my car, like almost right outside the place and on my period and fucked me, busted his nut, said, well, thanks. Basically, thanks for everything. Nice to meet you. And he left. I think we spoke once or twice after that, and that was that. But yeah, I wanted to share that story with you. And then I do remember going into the party and hanging out for a while, but not feeling very comfortable because like I had just had sex and I was on my period. Like, that was gross. But it was a good night. It was quite the slutty thing to do, which is not a bad thing. And this was honestly, this was probably like 2016-ish, maybe 2017, more than likely 2016. I have a picture, I remember. I could do the math, but I don't remember right now, and I'm tired. So, I'm gonna go to bed. I don't fucking know. I'm gonna go to bed. I have to get up early tomorrow. Tomorrow's April Fool's. I have no jokes. I've never really been too into that. I wanted to do a little like Puss Puss Gets Engaged on FET, but it seems like more work than it's worth. So thank you for listening. Appreciate the financial support and of course the listener support. Tell your friends about me. Have your friends listen to me. I like that. I like knowing that I am listened to worldwide. Like, if you saw me right now and you saw my bed and my mess and how I am, like, I'm lucky. I'm very fortunate. Like, I'm very fortunate. It's that's why I say I'm the whole cult leader. Like, I don't have a whole lot of people, as far as I know, that listen to me or follow me, but like, have a nice little following, and I appreciate y'all, and I like that I entertain you, and I hope I, like, somewhat educate you guys, or y'all. I like saying y'all instead of you guys, and it's been good. So yeah, so I fucked the musician a bunch of times, and I have this thing these days where I, like, I don't want to give just anyone head. And I get upset that I think he's fucking, like, everyone. And then everyone's giving him head. And then why am I going to do it? But, like, right now I could tell that he didn't fuck anyone besides me between the other day and now. So I sucked his dick with passion. I sucked his dick like I was hungry. I sucked his dick like I like him, like I missed him, like I wanted him to feel good. And it was amazing because at one point, the first time I did it, he was like moaning and telling me it felt good. And then he goes, "This is perfect. This feels perfect. This is perfect." He said perfect like three times. And I was like, perfect. Like, Bae gives amazing head. Like, I know this. I've seen her. Like, amazing. But he was like, perfect. Now, there's a few more things that I can do to get to like right, like what I want, but I can get there. And oh, I'm so horny thinking about it. And so, yeah, we fucked a lot. And like, I don't know. There's just something about him when we're fucking that like I feel more horny while we're fucking. And yeah, my God, I played with his dick so much. I sucked his dick a lot. Like, you know, like he's thinking about me the rest of the day. And in part, toxic ass, you know, I did it so that I'd be like, no, baby, you're gonna think of me. You're gonna want me. No one is gonna do you like I do you, baby. So, yes, and yes. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you. You know where to send the money. And at some point, I'm finally going to come out with merchandise, but all that shit's whatever. So, good night.